Last time we spoke, you had just received advice that Western Australian Police were going to get in touch with you to bring you to Australia one way or another. That was about the end of September, early October, was it not?
Yeah, that's right, mate.
And I think I have today an explanation for you as to why that has not happened, and I know you've seen it, that Western Australian Police are currently investigating that forgery. Have you sort of let it sink in as to what that means for you?
Well, you know, you and I, when I was at the Royal Commission, those documents came as a complete surprise to me. I'd never ever seen them before in my life.
Yeah.
And I've been following your reports on the story, and the news today knocked me over, because what it says is that police are now thoroughly investigating the fact that Ray Neal never produced that letter, and that the documents produced to me in the Royal Commission were a stitch-up. You know, that was trying to set me up. The other thing is this, you know,
yeah.
Why all of a sudden, and a couple other points I'd like to make too, that you've published on your blog recently that concern me.
Yeah.
Why is it all of a sudden two letters appear majestically out of a box at allegedly Wilson's house, I think was the story. Where's all the rest of the documentation? Why these two letters? You know, that it smells like fraud. If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Mate, it brings
now, the other question is this. You also sent me, and I don't think you put it on your blog, some evidence about bank accounts that were opened in West Australia, right, by
yep.
myself and Wilson and others.
Yep.
And you have all of those accurate records from the Commonwealth Bank from the mid-90s, right?
Yeah.
And you were able to acquire them via investigation and cooperation, no doubt, with the Commonwealth Bank. And yet, Julia Gillard could not find records from the Commonwealth Bank from the same period that showed that Bruce Wilson allegedly put $5,000 into his account after a night at the casino. Now, I find it extremely strange and perplexing that you're able to get records from the Commonwealth Bank from that same period. But Julia Gillard says, and it's on the record, I've spoken to the to the Commonwealth Bank, and they don't hold records that long. Well, I'm sorry, I just don't cop that. Why are Gillard's records not held, but mine and the West Australian or the Workplace Reform Association and Election Fund records are still available from the West Australian Bank? The whole thing stinks, mate.
Well,
she's lying. I'm sorry, but she's lying.
You're entitled to say that because you were there and you're in a position to know. The last point I wanted to ask you about, Ralph, is that following on from the Ray Neal letter, if you accept it's a forgery, and I know it to be a forgery, so does Mr. Neal, following on from that was the memo purportedly prepared for you, and she says sent to you, and you just give me, in as few syllables as possible, your response to that memo.
It's a fraud as well. And had I have received that memo, the way I operated was I did as instructed by Bruce Wilson throughout this whole affair. Now, I would have acted on that memo had I have received it and sought the assistance of Wilson and Gillard in getting back to the Commissioner for Corporate Affairs. There's no way it would have happened because, as I said, if I got the memo, I would have acted on it, and I never did, so I never saw the memo. Simple as that.
You're away with Ruby at the moment, mate, and I saw a lovely video of you dancing on a tabletop last night. I imagine that the news that police are investigating the forgery makes you feel like doing that again.
Oh, yeah, I'll be on the table again tonight.
Well, maybe under it too. It's good to
hear,
boss.
I don't drink, mate. I'm off the alcohol. I'm staying as fit and healthy as I can so that I can see this this saga through to the end, mate. I want to see this wrapped up and the appropriate people brought before the courts and dealt with in accordance with the law. And I'd like to think that no one is above the law. You know, Gillard, I guess, has been able to pull strings so far and keep us out of the courts facing any charges for alleged actions that she participated in the mid-90s. I'd like to see it in the courts and the whole story told to the Australian public, the truth. The truth needs to be known by the Australian public of what happened. And this is what I set out to do when I when I went to the Victorian Police because she shut down the media story about her criminal past. And she abused her position as the Prime Minister of Australia in shutting down freedom of the press and freedom of speech. And it's about that. It needs to be exposed. The Australian public have a right to know. And I don't know what else to say, mate.
No, mate, you know, don't say another word. You've said it all. Be ye ever so high, the law is above ye. All the best, mate.
See you, mate. Thanks.